Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, and it's August 1st, 2014, and I'm talking with Donna Blissett. She's the nutritionist at Skyland Trail in Atlanta, Georgia, and she has a pilot program they started calling Healthy Challenge. And so I'd like to have Donna talk a little bit about that. But first, Donna, would you explain a little bit about what Skyland Trail is, kind of students that you have, and what you're trying to do with them?
Sure, absolutely, Lon. First of all, Skyland Trail is a mental health recovery community. We have a very large young adult population, as well as other individuals that come to us for treatment for various mental health conditions, which may include major depressive disorder, bipolar, schizophrenia, schizoaffective mental health conditions, etc. And so when they come to Skyland Trail, it's an opportunity for them to learn more about their condition and to find ways to reintegrate into their community with their condition. So they will have their medications evaluated, or they'll be evaluated to determine that they're on the best set of medications for their condition. They will receive instruction from their therapist, and they will also participate in classes on a daily basis, classes that will educate them more about their condition, or classes that help them to process and learn more about how to deal with their condition.
Okay, so it sounds like your student body have fairly serious mental health issues, and that's why they come there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some people, when they come to us, they may stay with us for 3 months, 6 months, a year. It really depends on their situation.
Okay. Well, you were doing a pilot project called Healthy Challenge, and as a nutritionist, that's in your bailiwick. Could you tell me a little bit about where that came from and the evidence base that's on it, and what you're trying to do with it, and how it's designed to help the girls? So you can start any one of those questions that you like.
That's a lot to tackle.
Yeah.
So first, I'd like to say the reason that we started the Healthy Challenge program is for the simple fact that many of our clients take medications, what we call atypical antipsychotics and mood stabilizers. And these medications do an excellent job of keeping the client's mental health condition in a treated condition or under control, okay? However, these medications have side effects, and these side effects are basically, we call them metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome, cardiometabolic syndrome, is essentially, it's a collection or set of risk factors or conditions that increase one's risk for diabetes or heart disease. And I'll quickly review these conditions for you.
Okay.
One of them is high body mass index, or BMI, which is basically the relationship between one's height and weight. So one could be described as overweight or obese. Next, we have elevated triglycerides, which are fats in the blood. And when that's elevated, that can definitely contribute to heart disease. We also have elevated blood pressure. We have low HDL, which is your good cholesterol. We also have elevated blood sugar, okay, and elevated blood pressure. So collectively, these indicators, we call them cardiometabolic syndrome, and it's definitely a condition that requires a lot of attention, because if left unchecked, would definitely impact the quality of life of our community.
Okay. So what does this consist of, the Healthy Challenge?
Great. So the Healthy Challenge is basically a holistic approach to the reversal of the onset or the stabilization or the delay of cardiometabolic syndrome. And we do this through basically four arms, okay? The first arm is through diet. And that dietary approach or intervention consists of a high lean protein diet with a low carbohydrate component. And the reason being, carbohydrates are the energy food. We have a tendency to overconsume them, and that is what definitely impacts those fats that I just mentioned in the blood. So when we choose a diet, we want to choose one that's lower in carbohydrates, higher in lean proteins. Okay? That's one component. And so when the clients go through the lunchroom to get their meal, they're identified as one that's participating in the Healthy Challenge program. And so their meal is pre-plated, which means they already have a specific amount of food and type of food that they will receive at lunchtime. In addition to having three square meals through the Healthy Challenge, they receive three snacks throughout the day. And these snacks are high in protein, lower in carbohydrate, or having at least a one-to-one ratio of carbs to protein, so that, once again, we're not over-consuming those carbohydrates, which many of us love to eat. They taste good, and a lot of times they make us feel good temporarily, but they're not really what the doctor ordered, especially when we're taking these types of medications. Another component of the Healthy Challenge program is physical movement, because whenever we're trying to positively impact our lifestyle, we must have a physical activity component. And so the clients participate in a personal training session three times a week for at least 45 minutes to 1 hour. And the approach is one of weight training as well as cardiovascular. Okay, so we're strengthening the heart, but we're also moving towards increasing muscle mass so that we have more active tissue in the body. And that's a very positive thing when you have risk factors for cardiometabolic syndrome. Another component is to the physical activity piece is that clients will wear what we call an activity meter. And an activity meter measures the number of steps they take. It measures their mileage. It measures the number of minutes of continuous physical activity greater than 10 minutes, and it also measures calories burned. So each activity meter is set specifically for that client that's going to wear it. And so each week we document all of those numbers, okay? So that's two components. Mm-hmm. The third component is psychoeducation. Basically, every week, the clients come through, they bring their lunch, and we sit together, and we have a specific topic of education. And that topic could be meal planning, or grocery shopping, or eating on the run, or how to overcome barriers to physical activity. But the gist of the psychoeducation is to empower and educate these clients so that when they move back home, they can continue on this path of healthy living, and so that they can make better choices for themselves. So they're empowered so that they can do this. Because a lot of times, if you don't have the information, you can't make the behavior change.
You know, it sounds to me, right? Yeah, it sounds to me like from the description that these are some things that might be worthwhile for anybody to do, whether or not they qualify.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm glad that you said that, Lon, because one of the things that we are looking toward as we continue with this pilot program is we are looking to have our entire campus on the Healthy Challenge approach, as well as our staff. Okay?
But it's just more important for them because they have some very specific reasons and the medications.
Exactly.
And the medications are sort of the trigger to how important this is.
But definitely, definitely.
But you hope to get everybody at the campus involved in this.
Absolutely. And I wanted to say something to that. When we're dealing with our young adult community, imagine, you know, a young 18 or 20 or 22-year-old who has this cardiometabolic syndrome and what that means biologically to their age. So, you know, we have our chronological age, but when we throw these numbers into the mix, then we're older biologically, okay? Mm-hmm. And this definitely has a negative impact, not only mentally, but physically.
Okay? So, So they if they're not doing this, they'll tend to, what you're saying, they'll tend to be older than their years.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And that is the contributing factor to morbidity. You know, that, and that's very concerning.
Okay. Well, maybe at some point I can get you back and we can talk in more detail about all this. But
I would love to.
But we've about ran out of time. I appreciate this. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. And we've been talking with Donna Lissette, and the nutritionist for Skyland Trail Program, or RTC, in Atlanta, Georgia.